With the game outside this weekend, the New Orleans Saints hit the outside practice fields on Airline Drive. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into the New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap. Now it really ramps up, JD. We're into Wednesday. This is really the first full day of action for the New Orleans Saints following the Falcons win and now in preparation for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And while the sunshine was out today, and while we know it's going to be hot and humid in Tampa this weekend, the players got a little taste of the outside, but a little break in the weather, too, today.
Well, it's not going to quite mimic the conditions we're going to see in Tampa. It's going to be 90 degrees, probably pretty humid, but, you know, the inside practice facility for the Saints is a wonderful thing to have, but you certainly don't need it if you're going to Tampa Bay. So they had to get outside, try to acclimate some to the conditions that are going to be in Tampa, and let's hope for actually a hotter day tomorrow, which will probably benefit them more.
Yeah, more full practice outside tomorrow. Be a late morning affair, obviously closed to the public tomorrow. You know, the Saints started talking about the install today for the Buccaneers. They also talked about the importance of what a win would be on the road in the division this weekend as well. Certainly that'd be the case, and that would have the Saints off to not only a 2-0 start overall, but a 2-0 start in their own division too. The return to Tampa Bay is also a return to the scene of the crime for head coach Sean Payton. The last time Coach Payton was in Tampa Bay, he had the devastating knee injury, and while that was not on Coach Payton's mind, it was on others today, and I'm sure we're going to hear more about it as we go along. The other thing that's indeed true about Payton's return to Tampa Bay is the newness of the thing. With Greg Schiano now in his second year, that means that Payton versus Schiano is certainly all new to the Saints head coach.
This is my first game being away a year ago, and you know, I think that I'm sure they're no different than anyone else trying to build a program and get the right players in there that fit what they're doing scheme-wise, and I know they're coming off a tough loss the way they lost. So, you know, division game on the road is always difficult. Playing on the road in our league is always difficult. So, you know, we've got a real good challenge ahead of us.
So here on this Wednesday, the conversation also begins for both sides of the ball about what they'll see on Sunday. John, let's turn our attention first to the offensive side of the ball, and that's certainly a new-look secondary for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've upgraded the talent.
Well, they've added Darrell Revis, who, you know, Revis Island, okay, nothing else needs to be said. Vernon Golston comes over from San Francisco, and we know how good a player he is from the playoff wins that the San Francisco 49ers had against the Saints, as well as from what he did, you know, leading them to the Super Bowl last year on defense. So they've upgraded significantly, and the Saints are going to have a challenge there.
Wednesday's the day that Drew Brees speaks to the media. It's the only day that he'll speak to the media as we get ready for Sunday's game. And certainly as a part of his conversation today, he was quite aware of Revis on the other side of the football.
Yeah, obviously, within a game plan, you have certain matchups that you're trying to exploit. You have, certain coverages or certain looks and that you're trying to get and that kind of thing. But I would say there are times where, hey, maybe there's a corner and you just know, hey, he defends this certain route or this certain concept or this play very, very well. And so all things equal, let's go away from him. You definitely say there's a Revis rule, as it pertains to some of those things, where, hey, you want to avoid those, to give him those opportunities as much as you can. But then again, listen, we're going to execute our offense, and there's going to be times where we're going to his side or going at him, and that is what it is, but we're not going to be careless about it, and we're going to be smart about it.
John, meanwhile, on the other side of the ball, even though the Buccaneers had kind of a rough go of it offensively, the Saints' defense is well aware of a couple guys in particular, one of them being the guy under center.
Well, Josh Freeman is a guy who can give you fits. He's a huge, huge quarterback, very difficult to bring down. He's a good open field runner. He will break out of the pocket. He's had some difficulties these last couple of years. In fact, people were talking about him maybe not being Tampa Bay's quarterback of the future, but a couple of years ago he had an outstanding season, and he has those flashes in him.
He was 15-31 last week in their surprising loss to the New York Jets. And while we kind of looked at those numbers and you shake your head a little bit, head coach Sean Payton seems to be on the same page as JD here. Don't go to sleep defensively this weekend against Josh Freeman.
Well, one of the things with Josh has always been, his ability to extend plays has been tough for us. At times you'll see him step up or flush, and what might be a 3 to 5 yard gain can be a lot longer than that. So, being good in our rush lanes is important. He's got a real strong arm and a good command of their offense.
Well, install continues tomorrow, and as John mentioned, they'll be back outside tomorrow, and you almost kind of want it to be kind of nasty and sticky tomorrow to get them ready or back at least in that condition to face that Tampa Bay weather on Sunday afternoon. Keep in mind, that's a 3:05 Central time start, so 4:05 in Tampa, kind of that late afternoon, just off the heat of the day there in Tampa Bay. The other news of note on Wednesday is always that first injury report of the week, and J.D., we get our first look at that here on this Wednesday afternoon.
Well, the main thing is the Saints have a couple of defensive linemen who did not practice today, Roger Bunkley as well as Tyron Walker, and they're a little bit thin there, but they did get back Glenn Foster on a limited basis today. He missed the game number one. Also, Isaac Abdul-Kadus did not practice today, but if you get back a defensive lineman, hopefully that can kind of restock the position.
All right, if you're one of those types that likes to jump on those injury reports, get that news of the day. Don't forget, you'll always find it first at NewOrleansSaints.com. Well, that'll do it for us out here on the practice field this Wednesday. We'll look forward to being back with you tomorrow with a lot more coverage. John will have some written word for you later today as well on the team website. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Thanks for watching this Wednesday edition of the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap.